This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
When more things happen in a week or a day than happened in the previous 5 years, we're in that time right now. Taking your calls, Dr. Stephen Chinnick coming up next segment. Joe in PA was knocking out of the park on election fraud, the voting machines, all of it. Man, have we not gotten the globalists out in the open? I mean, they are just right out in the open. The Chi-Coms are celebrating, thinking Joe Biden's the president. This is a crazy moment.
Yes, absolutely. And my number one thing is, I think Trump is playing it exactly right. Just stay in the shadows. You never interrupt the enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves. You let them put themselves out there on the table. There's an army of citizens journalists just like me, you, and every listener that we have here that are doing their due diligence and going through and exposing all of this fraud and corruption. Trump doesn't even have to do anything except for keep himself insulated. And that's the most important thing.
Well, I'm going to ask Dr. Pachinik why he thinks Trump gave that speech at 3 a.m. On November 3rd, November 4th, and then gave one other little speech and has not been seen for 4 days, 5 days. I don't think that's a good strategy. I think it should be resolute desk, but maybe he's waiting with all the evidence and then hit him hard. But I think he should address the American people and say that Joe Biden's a communist Chinese agent and that he's a fraud. That's the end of it. But we'll find out with Dr. Pachinik, his take on that when we come back. Let's get another call in here. We're taking a lot of calls, and I've done a pretty good job getting your calls. Zach in South Carolina, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I'll be quick. I'm really here to talk to the audience. I'm a normal guy from South Carolina. There's a bunch of normal people here in South Carolina, and we're all pretty pissed off by what's going on. And I'm asking people, please, if you never do again in your life, stand up right now for what you believe in. I really, really think that now is a serious time, and I think that everything that y'all show us, this information that you're giving to us, I think now it's our turn to grab this information and make a difference. We've got to get to D.C. this weekend.
That's why the enemy is shutting down all the communication, because they're weak. We have the truth. And that just, it's outrageous. And all the censorship, all the tyranny, all the bullying is only an hors d'oeuvre. It's a small taste of what's coming if we let these monsters take control of our republic.
I agree. And I think people really need to recognize that. And stop being afraid of what people are going to think about you whenever you decide to go to this thing in D.C., whenever you decide to go and protest against the mainstream.
I mean, the Democrats are like, anybody that voted for Trump, we have the voter rolls, we're going to persecute you. Anyone that doesn't support our overthrow of Trump, we'll persecute. I mean, people are like, oh, God. I mean, somebody's like, I'm going to kick your ass. You don't bow down. You just got to fight. That's an American instinct, a human instinct. Since when does somebody threaten us and we cower in fear? This is B.S.
And you're speaking my language being from South Carolina, man. You don't just move down here. Look, this is how we do things around here. Whenever things are wrong, we take as much as we can until it gets to a point whenever we realize that there may be some wool getting pulled over our eyes. And I think that's happening. I'm just asking regular people like me, time to stand up, time to grab your balls.
Well, I totally agree with you. And just like we all have a sixth sense, I can feel the enemy's anger. I felt the Patriots' anger the last few days. I'm physically sick. It's so huge. Can you not feel it?
Absolutely. I mean, I swear there's an electromagnetic field going on between all humans. I think we all know exactly what's going on.
Yeah, it's not like we got some new group taking us over. These are people that want to break us. They want to suck us dry. They want to bankrupt us and mount our head on the wall. It's not going to happen. God bless you, Zach. Everybody should join Owen Schroyer's caravan. It's in Atlanta, Georgia tonight, and it goes into D.C., I'll be there. I'm flying out tonight. And we got Dr. Steve Pachinik coming up. We're going to go to break, and then we're going to air the clip of Pompeo saying that, no, this will be a smooth transition to Trump, too. And then we're going to play the sickening Brennan clip, because this is literally voted for the Communist Party twice, is a Wahhabist, Saudi Arabian pimp, and this guy thinks he's going to defeat us. Let me tell you, I can watch body language. For the first time, that arrogant rat looks scared. He looks real scared. He should be, because There's no way they get out of this now. Any way you slice it, all roads lead to victory. The only question is how rocky they're going to be. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Spread the word. You are Paul Revere. You are 1776.
America is in crisis. Emergency lockdown 2 is coming under Biden. Support InfoWars, the fight against total economic collapse, and Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, plus free shipping and triple Patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Vitamineral Fusion, Kava Chill, Super Male Vitality, Super Female, and so many other amazing products. These are game-changing things that the globalists don't need to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental to what you and your body have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWars, which is a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, we won't be on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency cell.
To a second Trump administration. All right, we're ready. The world is watching what's taking place. We're going to count all the votes. When the process is complete, there'll be electors selected. There's a process. The Constitution lays it out pretty clearly. The world should have every confidence that the transition necessary to make sure that the State Department is functional today, successful today, and successful with the president who's in office on January 20th, a minute afternoon, will also be successful. I went through a transition on the front, and I've been on the other side of this. I'm very confident that we will do all the things that are necessary to make sure that the government, the United States government, will continue to perform its national security function as we go forward.
Well, if Vice President Pence and the cabinet had an ounce of fortitude and spine and patriotism, I think they would seriously consider invoking the 25th Amendment and, you know, pushing Donald Trump out, because he is just very unpredictable now. He's like a cornered cat, tiger, and he is going to lash out. And the fact that, again, that he has the powers of the presidency in his hands is quite worrisome. Now, we know that the Attorney General Barr has done Donald Trump's bidding in the past. Will he continue to do that vis-a-vis this election? I don't know. But I do think it's something that the members of Congress, the leadership of the Republican Party, really needs to send clear signals to Donald Trump that if he goes, continues to go along this path, they are going to put up roadblocks.
What do you make of the Attorney General saying that his investigators before the Electoral College were look at substantial allegations of voting irregularities? As you and I both know, irregularities is not a legal standard or any kind of criminal rubric. But what do you make of that?
Well, I think it's an unprecedented move. And again, since William Barr has shown that he is willing to be Donald Trump's personal defense lawyer as opposed to the Attorney General of the United States, I am concerned that he's going to be looking at this in a very one-sided manner. And so I think this is something that hopefully the state attorney generals and others are going to stand fast. And also the Department of Justice professionals are going to carry out their duties irrespective of whatever type of political winds they feel are blowing their way.
John Brennan, thank you very much for your perspective. Appreciate it. Love to have you back when we see what happens next.
Well, if William Barr is an old sycophant of Trump, which isn't true, then you're an old sycophant of communist China, the Wahhabist, the Communist Party, and any America-hating, knuckle-dragging, satanic, murderous group of scum. Man, here's the good news. I know how to look at body language, and that arrogant SOB does not usually look scared. He finally, because Trump is finally executing, looks like he just crapped his diapers. Dr. Steve Pachinik is the co-author of many of Tom Clancy's books. He did help found Delta Force. He did run the Camp David Accords. He is a psychiatrist and a doctor and all the rest of that stuff. And he did do overthrows of governments, and he is who he says he is. And he's here with us. He did expose 9/11 as an inside job. He did expose Bin Laden was already dead. He did predict 2 weeks ago on the show that we would see the head of the CIA and the Secretary of Defense all fired very, very soon. And I thought, wow, that's lofty things. We're not going to go pull the clips. Everybody heard it. You saw it. And you also brought up watermarks and all this. I haven't seen the proof of that. I'm not saying you're wrong. That got 4 point something million views on InfoWars. with Owen. I think you mean what you say. You might be wrong sometime. I hope that's the case. But certainly we're seeing the tide turn with Trump winning North Carolina, Alaska. They're really starting to panic right now. I see fear in Brennan's eyes. It seems like he's kind of the ringleader, the king rat there. So where do you want to start, Dr. Steve Pachinik?
Let's start with the fact this is very unusual what I just heard Brennan do. I mean, it was one of the stupidest interviews he's ever done for a man who I consider to be exceedingly self-destructive. Now, although I was accused of being a shill for the CIA, I've never been in the CIA, but I can tell you the quality of people who recruited in the CIA is typified by Brennan. Irish Catholic, totally incompetent, messed up in Saudi Arabia, messed up with George Bush, who brought him on board, then became the director of the CIA under Obama, the Manchurian candidate, another Obama. But what makes this fascinating is John Brennan just accused another operative of being incompetent. And who am I talking about? Barr. I've said it on this show before, and I'm going to say it again. Barr is the attorney general. He has never had a lot of prosecutorial experience, but he started as a DI. I said this on the show 2 years ago. That's an analyst at the CIA. Then he became a DDO. That means
sure, that's all on record. So what's the big picture? What's the big picture?
The big picture here is that you have an internal fight going on within the CIA between the military and the civilian intelligence units, between the Democrats and the Republican. This is a full-fledged revolution. This is what I said months ago. I said Gina Haspel will leave. She was fired. I told you Esper would be fired. He was fired. Christopher Wray will be fired. Fauci will be fired. So what's happening now, contrary to what everybody believes, Trump is very much in control. This is what I said before. This is Sun Tzu. He's watching the game, manipulating it, and you don't see it. I told you we set it up. Whether you believe in the watermarks or not, that's not relevant. What you should understand and what I said is that the cryptocurrencies or the coding that was done is not just done by the CIA or any of those organizations. It's done at a much higher level where you have people in the cyber command, cyber communication. There's a reason why I wrote 30, 40 years ago, before even Clancy was around, a series of book called NetForce, Cyber Command and Cyber War. I could predict that there would be a future where Cyber Command and the fact that we would be monitored all day and every day, which is what we are, the NSA monitors us. This is what was said by Bannon and the general before. They monitor us. And then they can switch whatever votes are needed, either in Florida or anywhere else. Trump understood this. So did a lot of people in the intelligence community and elsewhere. And they wanted to be proactive. What you're seeing now, whether you believe it or not, is very clear. You see Sun Tzu in action. You see the mastermind Trump, a president, who basically is very quiet, went to the National Cemetery, did what he had to do on Veterans Day, was very presidential.
That's my next question. Why is Trump normally everywhere 10 times a day? Why is Trump normally running around like the sun in the high noon, everywhere you can see him? Why has he not been seen hardly?
Why does he what?
Why is Trump not being seen?
Because this is a very clever move. What you do not want is to understand that he is in this game manipulating it actively. In fact, what he is doing is compelling you and others to say, where is he? What's happening? And in fact, the brilliance of his maneuver, this is what he's done in the past, is to initiate the strategy. He's done that with all his casinos. Walk away, let you make all the necessary comments, self-destruct, and more importantly, project your own fears and concerns. Then he monitors that and then puts it within the system. The more fearful you become, the more you ask him to come to the front right now, the more he pulls back. It's the brilliant art of war. I didn't determine it. Trump knew this way before I ever met him. He knew
so
this in New York 30 years
Brennan
ago. He knew it in New Jersey when he built the casinos.
No, you agree with me, Dr. Pachinik. Why does Brennan look so scared? I mean, he's calling for
Brennan
a coup against the president.
Because Brennan will be indicted for various criminal activities. Unfortunately, he was in the CIA, but he knows he's making a fool of himself. He knows that he's on a self-destructive path. He may not be competent, but he's not stupid. He knows exactly what's been happening. And he's been urged by the Democrats who gave him the access that he needed, although Bush Jr. gave it to him as well. Those days are gone. Trump is not in the business of kowtowing to the ex-CIA operatives or ex-military operatives. If anything, he's very pro-military, and those of us in the back, not including me, I have nothing to do with any of the affiliations. Believe it or not, you can read it in American Warrior in Crisis, the book I wrote. I don't belong to any of the organizations. That's why I go on your show, Alex, because you don't belong to anybody.
Let's talk about this when we come back. Let's talk about the election fraud, where you think it's going, what you think is going to unfold next, and what the Democrats are going to do. They're repudiated, saying Joe Biden is president-elect. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Was the 79 days of hell, election day and 78 more. We predicted it. Globalists told us they would do it. Now here we are. They said, count every vote. They're going to contest forever. But instead, they froze the election with media control in Democrat-controlled states and then discounted the Trump votes and put the fraudulent in with graphs that were organic but then went straight up. Everybody can see it. Experts have come out and said it's a fraud. The Washington Post is panicking, saying that whistleblowers are frauds, and the whistleblowers come out and say it's not true. We didn't say that. They are so desperate, Dr. Pachinik. Let me ask you these questions, because you're an author, a researcher, you know, you've seen a lot of angles, State Department, all these different groups. From talking to your sources, your own research, what would you call this period in American history? Because it's not just a civil war, it's an outside power trying to control the country. And what do you expect to happen? I mean, is Trump going to win? I mean, obviously he's winning in reality. Tell people your weather forecast.
It's what I said years ago on your show. We did a sting operation on Hillary Clinton. She didn't succeed. We are allowing Biden to be president for 40 or 60 days, and it's over. December 14th, it will be over. The Electoral College will declare that Trump won. Trump will come back in. And this is a period of turbulence that would be expected in the Republic.
Is that why DeSantis is admitting he's getting ready with riot police to shoot looters?
Well, I'm not in the business at the local level to do what we did, but I did tell you we did send out National Guards and other paramilitary units to make sure that we didn't have massive riots and we wouldn't have a civil war. This is not a civil war. We're not going down as Abraham Lincoln did and slaughtered Southern, innocent Southern citizens for the Mississippi, Missouri, and New Orleans. What we're doing here is a proactive move that Trump explained years ago when he said, vote, hashtag cheat voters. He meant that he knew very well that our elections have been nothing more than a series of corrupt practices with the Bushes, both Clintons, with Obama twice, and now with Biden.
No, I agree. So what comes next, and how do they respond? How do you see this unfolding?
What comes next is that Trump will declare that he is the president. Biden will withdraw, because Biden will either have to be faced with prosecutorial indictments, serious ones, as well as those against his son. It was not an accident. We had brought up his son and Hunter Biden, as well as his two brothers. So the more Biden comes out, which is exactly what Trump wants him to do, the more he's basically self-destructing. It's like John Brennan.
I was
Brennan.
About to say, though, I've never seen anyone in history this compromised. He is caught. This isn't like fables about Russia. They have the audio of them saying, me and my dad work for Chinese intelligence. I mean, this is like royal flush stuff.
So you explain it to me. How is a man who is so stupid, so incompetent, who has literally been in a position 47 years where he's done nothing except, as I said before, go to war in Iraq, Serbia, Syria, blah, blah, blah. He did nothing. Totally corrupt. Brothers are corrupt. Sons are corrupt. And he has the gall to say, I'm in charge now. I mean, it is beyond absurdity. So you can call this the theater of the absurd. But in reality, the man who's writing it, directing it, and producing it is Donald Trump, a genius. Trust me. This is not just now that I've seen it. I've seen him work for 30 to 40 years in New York, New Jersey, and all over the world. This is exactly how a genius works. He sets it up. He puts in the scam. He lets the people self-destruct. Notice Hillary Clinton hasn't said a word. She's basically... she knew she was on notice, but Biden didn't get the message, and he's right out there with Kamala Harris, whoever she is, what nonsense she portrays as an African-American woman. Her father was a professor emeritus at Stanford. We knew him. He was famous in economics.
Came out of Jamaica. She says she's poor, a girl on the street. So let's talk about this. Forget Dr. Steve Pachinik. Forget Dr. Steve Pachinik. Forget Alex Jones. Forget Donald Trump. Forget Hillary Clinton. Forget Joe Biden. They're saying he's president-elect when it's the state attorney generals and it's the legislatures that certify the vote. That hasn't happened unless someone capitulates and concedes. And so when CNN says, oh, no, he's president-elect, I could put up on screen as a media institution, say Alex Jones is president-elect. It's not true. So the fact that they're trying to gaslight us like this, what does this do to the mainstream media when this fails?
You hit it on the head, Alex. The reason I always chose you is because I knew there was imminent death of the New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal. What you have here is basically the collapse of any notion of a centralized media or a media coming out of Washington, D.C. If you don't go to Project Veritas, you don't go to Alex Jones, you don't go to the social media lines where we know they're alternative media, you're not going to get the truth. And this is really what you see is the implosion of a system that never thought it would die. Fox News, ABC, MSNBC, all of them gone. Anderson Cooper twice was an intern at the CIA. You're telling me this is a naive, well-intentioned liberal? No way. He knew exactly what was going on. You have all of Jake Tapper wrote an incredible story about the outpost in Afghanistan military. He didn't know what was going on. Of course he knew what was going on. So this goes on and on and on. What you're seeing is a massive change in the media, in the schools. Now we're seeing what schools we need and what we don't need, universities. But for me,
I agree with you. You said a few years ago that this in-school learning is about to be discredited. I don't like the big tech takeover, but at the same time, the very teacher unions are buying into this at-home learning and destroying themselves. They're all destroying themselves. How were they tricked into this?
Because when you're greedy, there are two elements, and you're hitting it on the head, Alex. Fear and self-aggrandizement and the notion that you don't have to take a risk are the two elements we don't foster in an entrepreneurial world, but we do foster with a pension. I can control any CIA operative or any military or any school teacher by simply saying the following. You don't want to do what? And then I'll handle your pension. I can handle the pension, handle their salary. So what happens in America, the people you see who are compromised, the school teachers, it's unfortunate. Their unions got them into bankruptcy. Moral, financial.
They're in a cult. They might be good people, but they're in a communist cult.
That's correct. I mean, here in Florida, they signed away all, think of this, they signed away all of their rights in 1968. How do you sign away your rights in 1968 when you're a teacher and you're supposed to be giving information to others? That's how stupid and that's how fearful we have a society. Every time you see somebody wearing a mask, that's fascism.
I was about to say, let's get into COVID because this morning you laid it on me. You haven't really said this, but just say it. Manufactured virus, fear weapon, Chi-Com Global Steel, lay it out.
Correct.
We got to go to break. Let's come back and hit that with Dr. Steve Pachinik. StephenChinnick.com. We're going to lay this out. I just looked at the clock, and that wasn't a cliffhanger on purpose. I looked at the clock, 20 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, this is epic stuff going down right now, and this is the battle for the Republic. And now you've got North Carolina, and you've got Alaska won by Trump, and the media is not even covering it. This is so historical. This is edge-of-your-seat stuff, and I'm just so glad and so blessed you kept us here on air. We got loaded phones, too. Jay Dyer is coming up, and after Pachinik leaves us, I will take all these calls from Dennis, Kurt, Kathy, and many others. Stay with us. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
America is in crisis. Emergency lockdown 2 is coming under Biden. Support InfoWars, the fighting its total economic collapse, and Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, plus free shipping and triple Patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power back in stock. Body Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Bi-Mineral Fusion, Cavachil, Super Vitality, Super Female, and so many other amazing products. These are game-changing things that the globalists don't want you to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental to what you and your body have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWars, so it's a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, we won't be on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency sale.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Physically sick, not the psychic energy of the socialists and communists, but the American people are so angry. I'm tied into them. I feel physically sick. And I'm concerned because America is not going to accept the globalist takeover. They're not going to accept the Chi-Coms. They're not going to accept Hollywood. And I don't get why, if the globalists have conquered America already, why they want to piss on it instead of grow it. It'd be one thing if the globalists just took over and, like, we're into freedom. They're not. They're into everything sick. They're self-destructive, and they want us to be destructive with them. And it's not going to happen. So I just want to tell Joe Biden, and whoever the hell is handling him and all these people. Notice even Xi Jinping and Putin won't say Trump's lost. They get this is insane. The Mexican president had an election stolen from him. He's a socialist. He's supporting Trump because they recognize this. Dr. Pachinik, in the 9 minutes we have left, you've got the floor at other points, but just big picture historically and what we the people can do to make sure that this election's clean. Obviously, Trump won. How we get President Trump in to truly keep America great.
I think what's important is to, one, understand the Constitution and the fact that we're a republic. We can tolerate these kinds of upheavals. This is part of what a republic is about. We're not a democracy. That means our founding fathers understood very clearly that every person could not vote directly, otherwise we would have the French Revolution. We do not have a French Revolution. What we do have is an upheaval here where for 40 years since 9/11 and even before that, we brought in an individual who's never been part of the system. Remember that. This is the first time we brought in a businessman. And this is the first time in decades where a businessman said, this is not correct. We're not going to work in a system that's totally corrupt, run by two parties, which in fact are not two parties, but totally involved with each other. There was no sense that we're choosing either Republican or Democrat. He then appointed all kinds of individuals who were individualists. Look at Richard Grenell. Look at Pam Bondi. These are not people who were part of the system. They came into the system, and they're fighting. I didn't get picked, but I understood what was happening, and basically I was given, let's say, some permission to say what was going on. Whether I'm right or wrong is to be proven, but I happen to be very clear in my message. Trump will win. I would ask the people of America just to stay calm. Do what you're doing. Go to work. Let's get the economy back again. I want all the small businesses to come up again. This notion of the pandemic is nonsense.
Oh, that's right. Wearing a mask is nonsense. Get into the pandemic fraud as a medical doctor. Explain to people what's really going on.
Well, the medical fraud that you had a coronavirus and you're going to die is absolutely absurd. What you die from usually is what we call a comorbidity. So when you hear on the news that an 18-year-old individual died from coronavirus, that's not what happened. Usually that individual had high blood pressure, diabetes, and other concerns. The biggest concern we have in medicine in the United States, close to 100 million people, are fat, obese. And if you look around, you will notice that that's the biggest epidemic we have. The biggest epidemic of infectious disease we conquered, that was polio. And Sabin went to the Soviet Union, he took out the blood of people who were affected by polio, and then transmitted it back into our bloodlines. That's what needs to be accounted for now. We're not doing that. Fauci is a disaster, CDC is a disaster, mRNA and AstraZeneca, that's absolute nonsense. Monoclonal antibodies, mRNA, will dissolve very quickly. They're not effective vaccines.
Oh, and anyway, you said that 8 months ago. They now admit it doesn't even give you real immunity, so we can, quote, never leave our houses again. And the head of the Davos Group says it's about a carbon tax and locking us down. They now admit it's about being prisoners. This is insane.
Well, you know, remember, we're an alternative media. There's no reason for anybody to believe me or believe you. We don't really make a living out of this, but the people in the big pharmaceuticals, what we call, they create what's called a dump, a pump and dump. In other words, they make believe they have something, they have absolutely nothing, and then they dump their money. And honestly, when this is over, I think Trump should start going after all these big companies and break them apart. And they've been out of control, particularly in the pharmaceutical business. And we know exactly who they are. More importantly, the coronavirus, you listen to a George Carlin video. I grew up in New York. The more exposed you are to pathogens, to infections, to dirt, the better your immunity system. Nowhere in our theory do you put away an innocent or a non-infectious individual into a house. That's not heard of. That's nonsense. And so what's happening is we created a whole fear. This administration, along with the Bidens, created an entire fear. Trump understood that. He's backtracking on it. Fauci will leave. CDC will leave. HHS will be taken down. And this will be all part of the cleaning action. It's time for you to go outside. You're not going to die. And we have to stop giving $35,000 to every stupid hospital that claims somebody died of coronavirus when, in fact, it was comorbidity, meaning there are other people. In my area, which is a small town, I have people who are 94, 97, 98. They come in, they eat, they don't wear masks, they're fine. So let's get real, America.
Sure, but Schwab admits, he says it's not a real threat. He says it's great, we're using it to cut carbon footprint and save the earth while he's super rich. I mean, this is insane that they just admit the crimes they're committing. What is the psychological point of that? Because you can say, oh, they're losers. These are the richest guys on earth.
Well, let me put it this way. You can only have so many dollars, and basically they're not what's happening is they're self-aggrandizing at a point at which it's nonsensical.
You know, they're the saviors of the earth, and like Ramses ordering the firstborn of the Israelis or of the Jews to be killed. It's the same deal. Like, you have nothing. I'm saving the earth, but I have a jumbo jet.
Correct. I mean, you know, you can listen to all this nonsense, but basically what's disappeared? Hollywood disappeared completely. And at the same time, you have the church disappear.
So that's
now,
what you're saying is their system's collapsing. They want to take us with them.
Well, that's pretty much it. I left the Council on Foreign Relations. I left all that other nonsense, the World Economic Forum. I never belonged to it. But if you have to belong to a group that has to self-aggrandize, my advice is get out, do your own thing, build your own company. Don't worry. Take the risk. And failure is part of capitalism.
Well, I agree with that statement. So what is the corrupt, inbred power structure going to do when they, in their own admission, say their time is over? And then they don't know what to do. So they want to annihilate all of us, make us poor so they can be bigger than us? That sounds like a recipe of disaster.
No, they're not going to do anything. Basically, we'll arrest a whole bunch of people, but for the most part, they will all disappear back into the woods or to the ground or the cemeteries, wherever they come from. But for the most part, there's many institutions that will not be around. The main press, the TV shows, all of that nonsense is gone. Hollywood.
That's right. And COVID lockdown is face-saving. Because I know folks in Hollywood, they're telling them none of it's coming back. It's all done.
Well, you better explain Netflix, who really avoided Hollywood and is making a fortune and has nothing to do with Hollywood, because they are finished. And basically, the real problem for me is why haven't the Christian churches and spokesmen come to the forefront? That is, for me, a sad commentary.
They got bought off by the Rothschild Rockefeller ecumenical movement. All right, stevepochinik.com. Find his books and material there. Steve, we really appreciate you. Thank you for all the time.
Thank you, and God bless.
You know what? I kind of did a false start there, a false ending. Come back. I got one more question for you, then phone calls. And then we got Jay Dyer taking over. I got a serious question. Because everybody's talking about election fraud and watermarks. And I know those exist. The Secret Service 30 years ago had it in printer ink. And I know all that stuff. So that's a real thing. I wanted to get your take on that. Straight ahead with Steve Pochinik.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Marathon. Here we are, Alex Jones, live broadcasting worldwide. Jay Dyer, great researcher on the Big Reset on the Globalist Plans for You and Your Family. Coming up ahead of Owen Schroyer on the road with Harrison Smith and others for the War Room. All right, Dr. Pajeniger, smart guy, best-selling author, worked State Department, everywhere else. Did a lot of great work here, psychiatrist. Looking at 2 points. What can we, the people, do to take action right now? And then separately, I've got the intel pouring in during the break. I can't even read it all. Trump is just axing all these people at the Pentagon that are civilians and bringing in all these war heroes right now. And again, I see the pucker factor in MSM. They are visibly scared. I've got videos of them learning that Trump's winning states. They're like cussing on air and panicking. I just want to see more of this because it's our country. I don't like authoritarianism. I don't like military doing domestic actions. Unless a military and a foreign power is attacking me, then I want the military in there and I cheer it on. I mean, we didn't bring ourselves to this point. The globalists did. And I just smell their destruction. I smell blood right now.
Well, you're a good bloodhound. I mean, you're Sherlock Holmes in that way. I don't mean it facetiously. What you smell and what I had anticipated with a group of others is that we have a group of incredible generals who you may not have heard of. General Keith Alexander, General Boykin, Special Forces, General Nakasone, Cyber Command, NSA. I mean, there's a whole group of them, Colin Agee, colonels. I can't tell you the numbers and hundreds and thousands of men and women who have been involved in this, whatever you want to call it, project to make sure that our country and republic remains standing and viable. What can the American
and
public
do? And so this,
do?
This attempted steal is only going to escalate their action.
Well, in a way, yes, but the best thing the American public can do is support Trump, show that support, and go out and demonstrate it and say, I still believe in Trump. You go back to work. We need this economy to increase, to go back and build those businesses that were taken down for whatever reason, and let's go and keep
the main enemy action shut our economy off. So we need to stop that.
The thrust of America is really a capitalist economy. That's why most of the people in big tech can say whatever they want. They will be broken up. In time, their Proposition 230 is going to be reinstituted. They're going to be liable. They're going to be broken up. They know that. It's just a simple question of time before Google gets broken up, Facebook is broken up, Dorsey's going to pay a heavy price for what he did on Twitter and what he did on Square. So all of that will come about as Trump comes in. There are people who are working in all parts of this country to keep the republic safe. Have faith in that republic. Continue to support Alex Jones. Support Project Veritas, all those alternative media, those are important. I can't tell you how important the communication has been because the mainstream media has blocked us completely. Hollywood, of course, has blackmailed me completely. I can't do anything there, and I wouldn't. But my point to you is you do not give up. You go out, you show your faith in the republic. If you want to show the American flag with Trump, that's fine. I will guarantee you my career and my future, Trump will be the next president of the United States for the next 8 years. Not only 4 years, it will be 8 years. Pelosi, Feinstein, all the others are going to go down. And they're either going to leave or they're going to be taken out. Schumer, all the rest came out of California. By the way, you don't hear the voting in California, do you? If it turns out to be a red state, which it may well be, you're going to be very surprised. But do not be surprised if Trump remains in power and remains as a president of the United States.
Well, I'm really upset about these contact tracers where you've been tested. You got to have that to go to a restaurant or a concert. They're trying to bring in the global social credit score. I mean, big tech is just out of control.
Yeah, it's always been out of control. But if you really believe that those tests are effective in any way, I don't.
No, they're
I don't even take the I can't recommend it, but I don't take the flu vaccine because 50% of the time they're not correct. They don't know which flu comes in. So it's up to you to decide. As a doctor, I would say there's a lot of misinformation here and there's a lot of miscreant behavior going on in the different high tech companies.
Let me raise that question. Trump tries to come up with the Pfizer one. They say he's 90% effective. Obviously, he's got side effects. He's got issues. I'm not promoting it, but they want to push their mRNA. So suddenly they say, take the vaccine. He's proven right. He has it on time. They admit they held it up to make Trump look bad. And then they turn that into, oh, vaccines aren't safe, but take ours.
Well, you got to remember one thing. I can control the public, any in public, by creating fear. In this case, we created fear. Fear was created by saying, you know, you have a virus that may not exist, and if you do not put a mask on your face or what we consider a diaper, like Diaper Biden, who puts it on and it's just ludicrous, then you will contaminate others and you will become sick yourself. Now you understand how Mussolini came to power, you understand how Hitler came to power, and you understand how Stalin comes to power. It's a very easy lesson. Create fear, manipulate the fear, be able to assuage the fear and force everybody to act accordingly. There you are. Basically, your mask is the sign of acquiescence and stupidity for me. I mean, you know, you can have other doctors say what they want, but from my point of view, the mask does nothing. And the military knows that, and if anything, the mask has been a real problem.
Well, beyond that, nothing, what about the studies of 1970, 1918 flu, that most of the deaths were from bacterial pneumonia, they think they were incubated in the mask.
Correct. I agree with that. Number one, I said to you, a year ago, that I had the coronavirus, and how did I treat it? Was Zithromax. Basically, it was a bacteria that came in after the virus, and I was able to knock it out. When you wear a mask, and that's the Spanish flu and all the other flus, you basically create your own critical mass of bacteria where you will, in fact, become a victim of pneumonia or bacteria.
So doctor, let's be clear. Let's be clear. You're Harvard, MIT educated, but I can read the studies myself. Fauci published one in 2008 saying wearing a mask during viral infection, the viruses cause lesions, bacteria are there, bacteria carry more viruses. You wear a mask, it lets them incubate and blow back in, and the oxygen is what's killing them. So by suppressing that, upping carbon dioxide, you're allowing them to spread. That's what the study says. So when they put us in masks, they're trying to cause a higher death toll. Because there's no way they're just that dumb.
Yes, they are, my friend. You're the one who just explained the entire rational approach to this. You just said it correctly. The mask will create the bacteria and will create the problem that you're trying to avoid. There's no question about it. But if that's what you want to believe, and they put it and couch it in terms of liberalism or saving other lives or nonsensical concepts, that's up to the individual. I have not worn a mask. I will not wear a mask. And if somebody wants to wear a mask, that's up to them. But I will not respect the wearing of a mask. It means nothing more than acquiescence and abeyance to stupidity and ignorance.
All right. Dr. Pachinik, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you. StevePachinik.com.
Take care. Thank you very much, and God bless.
God bless. All right. We got Jay Dyer, really smart researcher, talk show host, real deep researcher, because I'll be honest, I used to read books by the globalists, hundreds of them. The last 10 years, I might have read 10 of them. I read the white papers. I read the synopses. I read the articles about it. This guy actually reads all their books, because, man, I get upset reading these things. But it's like this new COVID-19 global reset. The Davos Group, he admits it's all a fraud. He admits it's a takeover. You got the Archbishop coming out and say it's a satanic takeover. Globalist Klaus Schwab, world will never return to normal under COVID. That's a quote. We've got all of this. Archbishop writes open letter to Trump warning of COVID health dictatorship. It's all coming up hell right now. Separately, you're amazing. I love you. I'm on my knees thanking you because I want to win this fight. Because I won't get on my knees to globalists, but I'll get on my knees and shine your shoes for your support and your financial support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have DNA Force back in stock. We have Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. We have X2. We have X3. We have sold out for a long time, over a year. Alpha Power, your libido, your energy, your stamina, amazingly strong. With all the stuff that's got in it, that's back in stock. 50% off, free shipping from Patriot Points. It's a global meltdown. It's insanity. It's crazy time. And keeping us on air is so critical. It makes Google and Facebook and the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, so angry. They work around the clock to shut us down. And they fail because of you. So when you call in thanking me, I want to thank you. Jay Dyer takes over on the other side of this two-minute break. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Get in there. Get your DNA Force. Get the other products. Scorable food, all of it, ready to ship. Everything we advertise, ready to ship. Comes right to you. And it's just amazing. You can also make donations on the site. You can also sponsor us. $5, $10 a month, you're reoccurring or one time. Do that in the Support Us link at InfoWarsStore.com. Jay Dyer, straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.